It might not be so holy, but that's the point. Welcome to Jewish Meditation with Rabbi G. We are in our second episode of The Temple of Your Soul. As we mentioned last week, we are in days where we mourn the destruction of the temple and we reflect on the temple, not just the physical structure, but how the physical structure is a formula for the way we live and the way we become more godly and spiritual. So if we have a look at the temple structure, the way it stood in Jerusalem so many years, to simplify it, we can bring it down to three main areas. There were three main geographical areas in the temple. The most holy was a room called the Kodesh HaKodeshim, the Holy of Holies. There stood the Ark, the Holy Ark or the Ten Commandments. There was the place where the Kohen Gadol, the high priest, once a year on Yom Kippur, him being the holiest person on the holiest day, would go into the holiest spot for a few minutes and bring incense and atone for the Jewish people. That room had a roof. It was inside. The room next to it, a larger room, was called the Kodesh. A little bit less holy, but it was still considered very holy. And in that room stood three important vessels: the menorah, the candelabra, a small golden altar on which incense was offered up each day, and the shulchan, a table upon which the showbread was placed each week. Now's not the time to go into the specifics and detail of these vessels, but just to understand that there were three vessels in that room called the Kodesh. So these two rooms, the Kodesh Kodeshim and the Kodesh, had a roof. They were considered inside. This was the inside of the sanctuary. Outside of these two rooms was a big courtyard called the Azara. And in the Azara stood the main big, huge altar. And it was the courtyard where most of the rituals of the day, most of the service, the temple service of the day, took place on the outside. The Kodesh HaKodeshim, the Holy of Holies, was hardly gone into, only the Kohen Gadol on a special day. The Kodesh, the place that was holy, was used daily, but only for a short amount of time. The main activity, the main focus of the temple, the main place where the Levites sang and the Kohanim and the priests brought sacrifices and the Jewish Israelites stood by and watched and observed and became part of the spiritual experience, the main part of the temple ritual was in the courtyard in the outside. The Kabbalists explain that this is a formula for the way we live our lives. We have within our own temple, we have the Kodesh HaKodeshim, the Holy of Holies. That's the purity, the core holiness, the foundation of our soul, our values, the Torah values, like the Ark in the holiest, in the Holy of Holies. The Ten Commandments, which translates into our own value system based on the moral compass that God has given us. That's deep down. Do we think about it all day? Do we study it all day? Not necessarily. We frequent it once in a while, but it's the holiest part of who we are. Are we always conscious of that spark inside of us which is completely pure and holy? Not always, but sometimes in special times we connect to it. Then we have the second part of our consciousness, which is the Kodesh, the holy. And just like the holy in the temple had three vessels, our emotional structure also has three primary emotions. Kabbalah teaches us that there are seven emotions, but there are three main ones: Chesed, Gevurah, and Tiferet. Kindness, love, connection on the one hand, Gevurah, strength, discipline, loyalty, determination, strength on the other hand, and then Tiferet, which was harmony, the synthesis, the bringing of this two together. And that represents in our life the passion, not just the intellect, not just the ideas, not just the values, but the passion to live by them, to believe in there, the convictions, the excitement about having those set of values and that moral compass. Those two things are very good and very important, and they're very deep. But that doesn't create the temple of the soul. What creates a real temple, what creates a sanctuary for God within ourselves, is to have a courtyard. Just like the courtyard was not inside, it was outside, so too we have an outside. We have the world around us. We have our relationships outside of us. We have the home that we've established. We have the people who we interact with. And the real temple is not when we self-absorbed or self-reflective, even digging deeper even into the holiness of who we are. Now, of course, that's important. We are guided by the values and the holiness which is in our soul. We are driven by the passion and the conviction and the excitement which is in our heart. But we only really create a place for God when we interact with the outside world. It's how we implement those values, how we express that excitement, how we talk to our fellow human being, how we live our lives in business, how we live our spiritual lives, how we create a Shabbat environment outside of us in the family, how we have a mezuzah on the door, in the physical door, taking a physical piece of parchment, just like they took an animal sacrifice in the temple, we take a piece of parchment and put it on the door. We wear tefillin, we light a physical Shabbat candle. We are generous and kind. We implement the kindness by helping a less fortunate human being, maybe even someone that we don't particularly like. That's putting it all into practice. When we put it into practice, when we interact with the outside world, it's not such a holy, beautiful experience. When we meditate, maybe that's holier, it's more spiritual, more uplifting, but we actually get into the trenches and we really interact with the outside world. That is the temple. That is where God wants to live. In the area of implementation, He wants to live on the outside, where we take what's in the inside and we make it work on the outside of us. Make it work in our relationships, we make it work in our interactions, we make it work in our business dealings, we make it work in our home, in our house. That's the formula. Now, of course, that cannot happen without the inside. We need to have that foundation. We need to have that passion. But the temple is only complete and really a temple if we have the courtyard on the outside. So let's reflect on this and try and internalize this idea, both to access the holiness but to implement it on the outside. So as we always do, let's become comfortable, relax, perhaps close your eyes, try to remove all distractions, try to become aware, and as we always do, turn your attention to your breathing. Just to practice being aware, practice focusing on one thing. Focus on feeling your breath, breathing in and out. Do that for a few moments. Feel the breath coming in and feel the sensation of exhaling. As we pay attention to our breathing, and if your mind wanders, just gently bring it back. Think of the layers of the soul. The soul has many layers and many means of expression. There's the core essence of the soul, the holiness, the spark, the purity, cognition, the values, the things we think about and learn about. There's the emotion, the passion, the feelings. Think of all those things. And then think of the outer layer of the soul that links to behavior, the soul that is the part of the soul that's the link between us and the outside world. Just pause and reflect and pay attention as you continue to breathe in and out. Just think about what those different layers of the soul mean. Think about our purity. Think about how even when things go wrong, there's the core foundation of who we are. The most pristine and holy part of our neshama. Just breathe in a bit deeper and sort of imagine connecting to the deepest part of who we are. Now spend a few moments reflecting and thinking about the things you get excited about. The resolutions you take in a time of inspiration. Those things you think about when things are going really well, when you've heard something inspiring, when you've had an awakening. I'm going to improve. I'm going to be a better person. I'm going to be less angry. I'm going to do more kindness. Think about what that feels like. Think about that excitement, that determination to do it. Think about a moment when you got really inspired and was focused on improving. Now, as you continue to breathe in and out, remembering the soul, don't forget, breathing in Hebrew is neshima, soul is neshama. Move your focus to the outside layer of the soul, the part that links you to the outside world. Think about a busy day. Think about a tough day at the office. Think about some tension that exists in a relationship. Visualize a day when you get up and you're just uninspired. Can you express your excitement? Can you implement your values? Think about how hard it is to do it then. How not so inspiring. But that's the temple of our soul. That's the temple God wants. We need to enter the Holy of Holies, our values, re-examine our purity, reconnect to the essence of our soul. We need to get inspired and have moments of upliftingness and inspiration. But building the temple is in the outside, in the courtyard, putting it into practice. Think of one thing you can practice today. Just with your eyes closed, take a moment and think of one thing that you could do better today. If there's one thing you can improve on, one thing you can become better at, whether it's a mitzvah or being kinder to someone else or whatever it is, you have built your temple. So this can be something we can think about all the time. It doesn't have to be the beginning of the day, but it's something to bear in mind that the outside world is not as inspiring or uplifting, but it's where the temple is complete. Have a wonderful day.